Is she the answering? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl. I could be your sea of sand.朋友们大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Kenneth。 在上一期的节目中，我们听到了 Nate 和他的爸爸的对话，他的爸爸针对他们俩的感情问题提出了一些建议。 Apologize even if it was her fault. Flowers, maybe some jewelry if she's really upset. 那么在今天的节目里呢，我们会听到 Nate 和 Blair 这对恋人的谈话，我们来听听这次对话到底进行得怎么样。
Thanks for meeting me. Look, Blair, I really hurt you. And I know that. And I want to fix it.
Really? And how are you going to do that?
I want to put everything in the past. I'm not going to see Serena again or even talk to her. It'll be like she doesn't exist.
I think that's a good idea. Let's not mention it again. You can eat that.
That's it?Because you were pretty upset last night. I mean, should we talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about. I overreacted. If you say it's in the past, it's in the past. I'm sure you have no feelings for her anymore. I just feel bad for Serena. She'll really miss you. What time is the limo call?
8.
Perfect.
Thanks for meeting me. Nate 说谢谢你还肯见我。 Thanks for doing something. 这是一个表达感谢的常见句型。那么关于表达感谢的句子呢，其实还有很多，比如说 I really appreciate it. 我很感谢 I really appreciate it. 再比如说 I'm truly grateful for your help. 我非常感谢你的帮助。Grateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L, grateful, 也是表示感谢的、感激的。I'm truly grateful for your help. 那么当一个人帮了你的大忙之后，你可以跟他说 You are one in a million, 你真是大好人。 You are one in a million. 或者说 You are the greatest, 你最棒了。 You are the greatest. 好， Nate 跟 Blair 说谢谢你还肯来见我。 Thanks for meeting me. Look, Blair,I really hurt you, and I know that, and I want to fix it. 谢谢你还肯见我。听着 Blair, 我知道我真的伤了你的心，而且我想弥补。I want to fix it. 我们着重来讲一下 fix 这个单词 ,F-I-X. 它做名词呢表示困境，那么美语中有个短语是 in a fix, 进退两难，陷于困境。当你遇到困难的时候，你可以说I'm in a real fix. 我现在真的处于困境中。I'm in a real fix. 好， fix 做动词呢，首先可以表示使什么什么东西固定，比如说 He fixed the shelf to the wall. 他把架子装在墙上。 He fixed the shelf to the wall. 用在某件事情上，那么它就表示确定了。通常呢，它与介词 on 来搭配 fix on. For example, Have you fixed on a date for the wedding?你们选定结婚日期了吗？ Have you fixed on a date for the wedding? 另外一个意思是修理，比如说 My watch has stopped, it needs fixing. 我的手表停了，它需要修理了。好，除了这些意思呢，它在口语中用作动词还可以表示弥补某件事儿，或者说修复某人的关系。那么这里 Nate 对 Blair 说的 I wanna fix it 就是指他想弥补他给 Blair 所带来的伤害。Blair 回答说 Really? And how are you gonna do that? 真的吗？那你准备怎么弥补我呢？ Really? And how are you gonna do that? I'm gonna put everything in the past. 我会把一切都当成过去。 Put everything in the past. 把事情丢到后面，也就是说 Let bygones be bygones. 这是句谚语，让过去的事儿过去吧。 Let bygones be bygones. 也就是这里说到的 Put everything in the past.Put everything in the past. 你还可以说 put something behind somebody. Put something behind somebody. 比如说 what's done is done and can't be undone. So let us move forward and put the sorrow behind us. 错误已经铸成，后悔也是没用的。所以呢，让我们继续生活，将那些悲哀抛诸脑后吧。说得非常好。What's done is done and can't be undone. So let us move forward and put the sorrow behind us. Okay, I'm gonna put everything in the past. I'm not gonna see Serena again or even talk to her. 我会把一切都当成过去，我不会再去见 Serena 或者和她说话。It'll be like she doesn't exist. 就好像她不存在。这个主意好像很不错。Blair 也是这样认为的，他说 I think that's a good idea. Let's not mention it again. 我觉得这个主意不错，往事就不要再提了。那么在 Nate 看来，这好像不是 Queen Bee 的作风，所以呢，他很不相信地问了一句 That's it? 就这样吗？ That's it? Cause you were pretty upset last night. I mean, should we talk about this? 你昨晚好像表现得非常沮丧，我觉得我们是不是该谈谈这件事呢？You were pretty upset last night. 你昨晚表现得好像非常的沮丧。Upset, U-P-S-E-T, 心烦的。那么关于难过的、悲伤的以及痛苦的这些单词呢，英语中有很多很多，比如说 sad, S-A-D, grieved, G-R-I-E-V-E-D, grieved, broken-hearted,Sorrowful, S-O-R-R-O-W-F-U-L, Sorrowful 以及 Distressing, D-I-S-T-R-E-S-S-I-N-G, Distressing 程度稍微加深一些，还有 Mirthless, M-I-R-T-H-L-E-S-S, Mirthless Painful, P-A-I-N-F-U-L, Painful Miserable, M-I-S-E-R-A-B-L-EMiserable, anguished, A-N-G-U-I-S-H-E-D, anguished, 以及 torturous, T-O-R-T-U-R-O-U-S, torturous, 这几个呢都可以用痛苦来形容了，而不仅仅是悲伤。那么通过这个联想单词的过程呢，我希望大家在平时学习英语的时候也要善于去联想，看到一个单词你就得习惯性的去记起与之相关的其他一系列单词，这样呢，我想大家学习起来会更有效率。好，我们回到剧本中， Blair 说 There's nothing to talk about， 没什么好谈的。为什么呢？ I overreacted 是我反应过度了。 OverreactOVERREACT 表示反应过度，比如说你和你的朋友大吵了一架，而实际上呢这件事情并没有什么，那么这个时候你可能是反应过度了， overreact。 OK， If you say it's in the past, it's in the past， 你都说一切皆成往事了，那就都过去了。 I'm sure you have no feelings for her anymore， 我相信你不会对她存有任何感情了。这是 Blair 说的，这里的他指的是 Serena。 Blair 说他相信 Nate 已经对 Serena 没有感觉了。 Have no feelings for somebody， 对某人没有感觉。那么相反的当然就是 Have feelings for somebody， 对某人有感觉。 OK， 继续。 I just feel bad for Serena， 我只是为 Serena 感到难过。 Feel bad for， 为某人感到难过。为什么呢？ She'll really miss you， 她一定很想你。I just feel bad for Serena. She really miss you. 我只是为 Serena 感到难过，她一定很想你。好，等到她觉得她该说完的都说完了，她问了 Nate 这样一句话： What time does the limo come? Limo, L-I-M-O, 表示豪华轿车。What time does the limo come? 我们的车子什么时候来呢？ 八点钟。Perfect, 太好了。OK， 故事讲到这里， Nate 和 Blair 表面上看似一切都和解了，和平的秘诀是什么呢？ Put everything in the past， Put everything in the past。 我也同样希望大家都能够记住 Let bygones be bygones。 有这样一首诗我一直都很喜欢，今天呢也送给各位，痕迹。把每一个黎明看作生命的开始，把每一个黄昏看作生命的小结，让每一个这样短短的生命都能为自己留下一点可爱的事业的脚印，和你心灵得到充实的痕迹。好了，今天的节目就到这里，我是 Kenneth， 咱们下一期节目再见，拜拜。
Thanks for meeting me. Look, Blair, I really hurt you, and I know that. I want to fix it.
Really? And how are you going to do that?
I'm going to put everything in the past.I'm not going to see Serena again or even talk to her. It'll be like she doesn't exist.
I think that's a good idea. Let's not mention it again. You can eat that.
That's it? Because you were pretty upset last night. I mean, should we talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about. I overreacted. If you say it's in the past, it's in the past. I'm sure you have no feelings for her anymore. I just feel bad for Serena. She'll really miss you. What time does the limo come?
8.
Perfect.